From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Gasoline prices are falling from near-record highs. The Energy Department says the average price of gas fell by about a nickel a gallon in the last week as refineries ramped up production. Now, this may come as a surprise, but gas station owners often make more money when prices are falling. They tend to hold on to an extra penny or two per gallon as their wholesale costs drop. As part of our occasional series on how self-employed people make money, NPR's Scott Horsley spent some time with a station owner in Southern California.
The Los Angeles Basin is the biggest gasoline market in the world, and Andre Vandervoogt's little corner of it is among the most sought after. That would be the corner of Ventura Boulevard and Lindley Avenue in the San Fernando Valley, where Vandervoogt runs a Shell station. There's an Arco gas station just across the street and a Chevron dealer right next door.
It's highly unusual to see three stations on a corner, but it tells you the strength of Ventura Boulevard.
Vandervoogt's sitting in his cramped office at the back of the Shell Mini Mart behind the ice machine and a door marked, "This is not an exit."
Typically my day starts about 5:30 in the morning and I get home usually 5:30. Saturdays and Sundays, probably 4 or 5 hours per day. I have not had a sustained vacation where I just take off for a week, week and a half, 2 weeks. Probably since 1989.
That's when Vandervoogt took over this gas station after more than 20 years with the 76 Oil Company. Back then, gas was selling for an average of 85 cents a gallon. Today, his price is $3.45 a gallon, of which Vandervoogt's own share is between 12 and 14 cents. A printer next to the cash register logs every transaction from the gas pumps outside. From his post behind the register, Alex Martinez can keep track of all 8 pumps at once.
I can know if it's cash or credit, how much you're pumping, everything.
Customers at this station buy about 80% of their gasoline using credit cards. That's higher than the national average of about 65%, but credit purchases are on the rise everywhere, both because they're convenient and because they let drivers postpone the pain of high gasoline prices. As a result, credit card fees are now one of Vandervoogt's biggest expenses. Of the 12 to 14 cents he collects on every gallon, about 4 cents goes to credit card companies. Another 4 cents goes to his landlord, and 4 cents goes to his employees, who make about $14 an hour.
Well, the gasoline and everything, that's about what one of these sites generates. So the guys that are making money are the guys that are looking at other things that you can sell out of a service station, and that's the constant strive.
The real money in the gas station business isn't outside at the pumps, it's inside at the refrigerator case.
40 years ago, there was one Coke machine or one Pepsi machine out there, and you had a choice of maybe 2 or 3 brands. Now, boom, you got a whole cooler.
You got Aquafina, Arrowhead, Perrier, I don't know, something down here looks like Voss. Evian, Dasani. You got three kinds of gasoline and 9 kinds of water.
No, I think it's even more than that because you have all the different sizes, too. It's amazing how many women carry the big bottles.
Cigarettes are the biggest sellers in the gas station mini mart, but bottled water is the biggest moneymaker.
You tend to make at least 50%, 60% off of a bottle of water.
So water is more profitable than gasoline.
Water is more profitable than gasoline, exactly.
And gas station owners are always on the lookout for additional things to sell, whether it's lottery tickets or Subway sandwiches. Vandervoogt takes me to another gas station he owns in neighboring Simi Valley. It's about 30 minutes away in his 3/4-ton Chevy pickup.
I'm getting 12 and a half miles at a gallon, but I use every bit of it. The only luxury, it's got XM radio.
Despite running a multi-million dollar company, Vandervoogt has a low-key lifestyle. He's lived in the same middle-class neighborhood for 35 years. 2 of his 3 grown children work in the family business. On the road, Vandervoogt is constantly scanning the competition. After a moment, he grabs his cell phone and calls his son back at the Shell station.
Hey, kiddo. Hey, let's go down. $3.39, $49.59. Yeah, no, go down now. All right? Thanks.
Vandervoogt's wholesale cost had dropped 2 cents a gallon the night before, the second decrease in a week, and he'd left retail prices alone, hoping to pad his margin a bit. After seeing what competitors are charging, though, Vandervoogt gives in and drops his price by 6 cents. He's fortunate that his modern-looking stations were actually built years ago, when both land and construction were cheaper. He points to one brand-new gas station that he figures cost around $5 million to build.
That canopy alone is supposed to be imported tile. And if you go inside it, it's gorgeous, but we're still selling gasoline. In the back of my mind, I guess I still think that the consumer says, who paid for this?
Vandervoort pulls up to his own gas station, but unlike his Ventura Boulevard location, there's no Shell sign here. This is a so-called unbranded station. So instead of buying exclusively from a Shell wholesaler at a Shell-dictated price, Vandervoort can shop around for the cheapest gas available. At the moment, his wholesale cost at this station is about 15 cents a gallon below the Shell stations. Ironically, the gas is coming from the very same refinery.
Think about that, you know. And my margin over here now is 30 cents a gallon. My margin at the Shell is 12 cents a gallon. So it's more than double.
In general, unbranded stations enjoy lower wholesale costs than branded dealers. Although when gas supplies are extremely tight, their prices can be higher. Vandervoort hedges his bets by owning both kinds of stations. The other big moneymaker here in Simi Valley is a self-serve car wash, something Vandervoort doesn't have room for back on Ventura Boulevard. The car wash brings in about $12,000 a month, he says, and since soap and utilities are the only expenses, it's practically all profit.
You have purchased the ultimate wash with Rain-X. Please enter the car wash when it is ready.
Customer Tony Akers pulls into the bay and the water nozzles go to work on his white Chevy Blazer. Akers just paid $4.99 for the car wash and $1.35 for the Monster energy drink he bought inside. That might seem like an afterthought to someone who's just shelled out more than $30 for a tank of gasoline, but in the nickel-and-dime retail end of the business, the drinks and the car wash are where dealers really clean up. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
And for a breakdown of where the money that you pay for a gallon of gasoline goes, check our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.